Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Gatte. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Simpson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Adlesh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Blasingame. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Wade Blasingame. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Phil Lins. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Don Bosch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simpson. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Simpson steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Astros. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blasingame fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Wade Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame takes first base on ball four. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0 for 1 in the game. Gatte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blasingame moves to second. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin juggles the ball. That's an error on Martin. Blasingame moves to third. Gatte moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to home to get Blasingame. Gatte moves to third. Simpson moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Gatte scores. Simpson moves to third. Wynn moves to second. It's 3-0, Astros. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Wynn scores. Staub moves to second. It's 5-0, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0 for 1 in the game. Adlesh hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Watson now playing left field. Dick Simpson now playing center field. Lee Thomas now playing right field. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Cardwell moves to second. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 0 for 1 in the game. Lins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardwell moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. John Buzhardt now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. Cardwell scores. Harrelson moves to third. One out. It's 5-1, Astros. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Adlesh and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Harrelson scores. It's 5-2, Astros. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Gro takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Grote moves to third. It's 5-3, Astros. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grote scores. Charles moves to third. It's 5-4, Astros. Jim Ray now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Ray. Charles scores. Martin moves to second. It's Astros, 5, Mets, 5. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Agee strikes out. Two outs. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosch hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardwell strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson moves to second. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynns takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charles moves to second. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0-for-2 in the game. Adlesh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Adlesh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynns hits a line drive into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0-for-1 in the game. Ray hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynns fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gatte. The throw from Grote, and Lynns drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Taylor now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Bosch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gatte tags and scores. Simpson tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Staub is walked intentionally. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Charles strikes out. 1 out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rader strikes out. 1 out. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0-for-3 in the game. Adlesh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-3 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adlesh moves to second. Jim Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0-for-2 in the game. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky pinch hits for Don Bosch. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky strikes out. 1 out. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell strikes out. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lins hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Cal Kuntz now pitching. Art Shamsky now playing right field. Tommy Agee now playing center field. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gatte hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simpson. The throw from Grote and he is out, Harrelson applying the tag. 2 outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gatte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Fred Gladding now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.